Next item on the agenda, public hearing, proposed amendments, regulation four, VAC 2270, pertaining to crabbing, to reinstate the dates of crabbing season as March 17th through November 30th. Mr. Riley.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. If I may, just comment on what Mr. Robbins said for the part about the reporting in 2008. The obvious situations would be those who were on the wait list, and we have looked at that. Out of 402 individuals who are on the current crab pot wait list, 38 reported harvest in 2008. When you look at the amount of days worked, probably 10 to 12 are just a minimal amount of days worked. So the idea would be at some point to look at buyer's reports. For the peeler pot, there are 261 individuals on the waiting list, 13 harvested in 2008, and it looks like maybe four would be worth following up on. So it's not the amount of individuals that staff expected, or perhaps the crab maybe expected either.
Great.
On today's item on Regulation 270, at its simplest, this is a reinstatement of the seasonal dates, March 17th to November 30th, the traditional dates. If you recall, last April, there were both 2008 and 2009 measures done at the same time within this regulation, and staff neglected to send the 2008 measures to recalendarize them to 2009. So that's really the basis of today's item. Of course, with that, there was the automatic sunset called for of the early closure to the taking of female crabs, and you know that was a 6% reduction in the 34% reduction plan. So that's embedded in here, but that will be covered later on. So if you could turn to the regulation to page 2, those are the first set of changes, and you can see that the paragraph C is stricken. That's the season of 2008, so that it can now be March 17th through November 30th. And the bottom under season limits, you can also see that the season is now framework. No year involved, just simply the calendar dates. And then I think on page 5 is the other amendment, and it's similar to the one on page 2. The 2008 season dates are struck. With this, staff would recommend adoption of the amendments shown on those two pages of regulation, draft regulation 270, as part of the final regulation.
Okay. Any questions, Rob? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter? The matter is now closed. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, back when we did the review of the blue crab fishery, one of the questions that came out of that process was what do we want the fishery to look like? That is, what do the stakeholders want the fishery to look like? And one of the most important things that we heard again and again was to have a full season that would maximize full-time employment of the fishery and provide product as close as possible on a year-round basis as we could. And we've heard that again and again, at least from the full-time sector in the industry, and I think this importantly reestablishes the length of the season. I think as we do this, and you know, we'll talk later about conservation neutrality when we advertise the package for the coming year, but you know, it's incumbent upon us to, I think, make sure that our effort during the season is occurring at an appropriate level. But the length of the season is very important to the full-time sector in the industry, and the CRAB committee has strongly supported reinstating the length of the season. It was necessary as part of last year's package, but I think we can use other measures such as catch controls and other ways to limit the exploitation during the year to make sure it's appropriate. So I would offer a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Your second. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.